Tina Diamond, a very good morning. We need to talk about this. We need to talk about the fact that we all have our own personal brands. And what that means is, as we post things to a social media, we can't assume that it's just about us anymore, because our brand and what we post and what we do actually can have a real impact on our careers and on our children and on everything else. So we've got to start looking at ourselves as a brand. And unfortunately, even our children have got to start looking at it as themselves as that.
Absolutely. And all the schools are actually doing talks. And Emma Sadlam, you know, she's like famous for doing this in South Africa. All the kids, all the schools have social media talks about to the kids about what they're actually putting out there, what they mustn't put out there. Like, as they say, if you're not prepared to see it on a billboard, whatever you've written or that you've posted on social media, don't do it. And I think this has really exploded now. I don't know if you, did you see the story about Emily Clough?
Yeah, so tell us that story.
Right, so it's actually everywhere. It's in the London Times. They're discussing it on The View. They're discussing it on all types of social media, on e-news, on entertainment.
Oh, really? E-news
Even e-news. Wow. It's really gone mad. I mean, the response has been really crazy globally.
All right, tell us the story.
So basically, Emily Clough, a 24-year-old lady from Austin, Texas, applied for a job, and ironically to a company called Kickass Masterminds. I mean, what kind? Anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
It is a marketing company. So she applied for an intern job, and lo and behold, she didn't even know sort of what was going on. They basically had posted, so she obviously applied for the job, and then later on she saw that the company had posted to their Instagram story a picture of her from her own Instagram, and it said PSA. Public service announcement. Because I know some of you applicants are looking at this, it's a picture of her in a bikini, okay? Do not share your social media with a potential employer if this is the kind of content on it. I'm looking for a professional marketer, not a bikini model. Go on with your bad self and do whatever in private, but this is not doing you any favors finding a professional job.
Wow.
How crazy.
This is a marketing company.
Look,
we are talking about them.
We are, but what they've had to do in the interim is, she posted, she was flabbergasted by this.
Well, not unreasonable.
Not unreasonable at all. And that's actually what she posted on her Twitter saying, and she only responded after she had seen this on their Instagram story, which is crazy. And she'd asked them to actually take it off their page. And then she went onto a site called She Rates Dogs. It's also a Twitter profile, which actually shames and names, individuals who have, basically harassed women. Or there's some
like revenge porn and that type of
basically.
Thing. Right.
So she went onto that platform and put out the story, and the there was such a backlash internationally that marketing company has actually now taken down their Instagram, taken down their Twitter, and their website is offline.
It's incredible. I mean, would you use a marketing company that gets it so wrong?
So wrong. So actually, I just have to put it out there. So this marketing company is actually run by women. And I think they maybe took offense to this woman. I mean, the bikini picture, it's not even just a bikini picture. It's quite a provocative bikini picture. But with that being said, the whole world has come out and said, this is complete discrimination. How can you objectify her like this? It's completely unreasonable. But again,
but she did put that photo out
there. She did, but at the same time, she wasn't thinking, oh, they're going to go and check my profile and then put it on
Instagram. It's such an interesting thing, because I think the behavior, and I'd love your thoughts on it, 34519, that's the SMS line, or 0618951019, that's our Telegram line. What's interesting to me is that she did put the photo out there, and it clearly can impact, even
absolutely.
If the company was so wrong, and they were. I think they were.
So
their behavior was appalling.
One of the best examples of
but it's so interesting, because the company's behavior was appalling, but actually, whether they said it or not, it actually does impact. Even if they remain silent, they go onto her social media posts, mm-hmm. and they say, well, actually, no, this isn't the type of person that we're looking for, so off we go. Yeah. And it would have impacted her without her
Absolutely.
Having realized
it. So as
it.
You say, so someone's personality, their brand is reflected completely these days through their actual personal profile on social media. And as a career builder did a survey last year, and the findings were that 70% of employers will check your social media before hiring you.
70%.
I actually think it potentially could be even higher now. So, and I think, I mean, before you even meet someone, you've already checked their social media. So your social media clearly has an effect if an employer is, if that number of employees is actually checking your social media. So that means at all times you have to be cognizant. Like, are you proud of this? Are you showing pictures of you drunk, falling over the place, the biggest party person? And if you want to be taken seriously in the professional world. So we're not saying, and again, this is what came out through this whole Emily Crow story, is that you're not saying don't have a life, don't have fun, but be just very cognizant of what you're posting online. And they actually, there's also a whole bunch of studies that have been done on can you actually set what they call sanitize your social media. So if you are going to apply for a job and you've had a bit of a crazy party lifestyle, should you, number one, actually make your account private so that they can't get into it? Or should you actually start looking at sanitizing your account and seeing how you can actually improve it and how you can make yourself seem a bit more palatable to the professional world? But then again, it all depends on the job that you're going to.
Well, I was thinking, I was thinking that as well, because, sorry, is that not you're saying?
It's a marketing company. You'd expect that, I mean, marketing people are extroverts. And I feel like this, her Instagram page actually shows you're not a boring person. Why would you want a boring person?
Absolutely. And the irony is that their whole, sort of, story on their own page, their web page, and what they put out there is that we're here to break the convention, to be like, put it out there, not give you the usual. And then they go out there and they do this. So it's just so contradictory.
It's obviously somebody within the company running who did that has a bit of a quirk.
Or maybe they don't look as good in a bikini.
There is that. Time is 8:18. I'd love your thoughts. 34519 or 0618951019. I'm chatting to Dina Diamond. It is Marketing Mondays. Yeah. Time is 8:24. So we're talking about social media, but we also are advising around the fast, which starts tomorrow evening. That's the fast of Yom Kippur. If you're one of our Jewish listeners, just make sure to drink 2.5 to 3 liters of water today and cut back on caffeine. Try and do that if possible. You can always take a tablet today and tomorrow. You certainly can't take one on Yom Kippur unless it's really, really bad.
I just have to ask you a question. Where did you do this research?
I've got a fasting coach.
Have you?
I kid you not.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yes. What?
2.5 to 3 liters.
Yes.
Are you not flushing out?
Are flushing. So basically you're drinking. So look,
Having lemon water, apple cider.
No. So a few of our listeners have sent in messages saying just add a bit of fruit juice to that. Look, I don't need the sugar, to be honest. TBH. So I'm having
TBH. Got it.
What?
I haven't heard that.
TBH.
Or TBQH.
To be quite honest. Yeah. Oh wow. I didn't know there wasn't it's like LGBTQ+. You keep adding things. I didn't know that.
I like it. It's showing that you're extra honest.
Right. TBQH. So I have done a lot of research around this. Also make sure that you have bananas in the house today for tomorrow.
For the potassium.
You need to have 2 bananas tomorrow.
Okay.
You can have 1 in the morning and 1 in the afternoon.
Are they the plantain banana? So that organic?
Don't worry about the organic
too much,
thing.
Too much. Okay.
Yeah, we're just doing this the old fashioned way. Drink water. and then tomorrow ahead of the fast, you want to have food. You want to have some healthy carbs. So you do want to have some carbs. Those can be maybe rice, maybe potatoes. Don't do too much on the bread side. But then also what you want to do is have protein with some fat in it, because the fat then takes a longer time to digest. So there we go. It is very, very.
Seriously. I think you actually really do have a coach. I'm very worried.
They believe nothing that I say. I have a fasting coach. So there we go. In the meantime, you just got to cut out of caffeine today. Today, the most important thing is to increase your liquid consumption and your liquid intake and reduce caffeine. Are you someone who gets migraines?
I am. Generally, though. So
yeah,
I
you
think
see
when
I suffer
it comes
suffer
down
as well.
To fasting, my panic is that I'm going to get a migraine. It's actually the only panic I get.
Yeah. Well, there is.
Because I haven't quite figured out what that I need a migraine coach to teach me what.
Right. I'll do some research. I'll come back
Please
to
come
you
back
to find,
with
see
that,
if we can
yes.
find a migraine coach. All right. Just wrapping up the subject. So we live in a reality that says that what we post on social media is going to impact on us, because
Absolutely.
People are going to look at our social media accounts and they're going to form an opinion around us. Now that might impact us positively for work or might impact us negatively.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think we really from the story, and I've seen it a lot though, people definitely check out and prospective employers do definitely check out your social media. So when you are posting those amazing photos that show that you are the coolest, most party person in the entire universe, just be careful what you're posting, because it can come back to bite you. And they've also shown that no matter how hard you can sanitize it, you can delete it from your profile, but if someone really wants to go and find it, they will. So nothing ever really disappears, because it all gets cached. So like, especially like on Facebook and stuff, there's actually a cache that keeps all of those.
I keep thinking back to our kids who I feel very sorry for, because
we grew up with this, so we didn't have the level of stress. And
we did it. We could actually have a childhood.
Indeed.
And nobody went back and looked and said, well, you know what, when you were 11 years old, for Purim you dressed up as, I don't know, something, and that's today's considered to be offensive.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what do we advise our kids then?
So we advise them, just again, if you don't want it on a billboard and on the M1, or it's not something you want your parents to see, then you shouldn't be posting it. So you've got these kids now that are collaborating on groups on Instagram, and they've got their own profile. And again, we do try and, I insist with my kids that their accounts are private, and I do check them occasionally to check that I know who's actually.
Well, actually, interestingly enough, I originally joined Facebook in the earlier days because my kids did.
Oh, well, now my kids tell me that Facebook's only for old people.
No, now apparently it is, but that's what they say. But that's why I originally joined Facebook, and I said to my kids, you will accept my friend request.
Absolutely. And then you can see exactly what they're posting, when they're posting. And that's why with my kids, it's on Instagram, I can see what they're posting. But there's all these things now with TikTok and music videos.
What is TikTok? I'm seeing it everywhere, and I haven't looked into it.
Oh my God. So TikTok, I mean, it actually, if you do it, it can be very cute. So TikTok is actually an app, again, with music, where the kids, they play the music, and then the kids can do the words, and then they can do these little cameos, and it can be awesome. But again, what are they doing? What are they posting? You've got to check up on your kids. And parents have a responsibility here. You can't abdicate responsibility. If you've given your children access to social media, then you have a responsibility to make
further,
sure that they're using it responsibly.
And I would say, even if you haven't given your kids access to social media,
you need to be checking.
They're going to find a way.
No, absolutely.
Because that's how everybody's functioning.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they get their information.
School homework, it's how they do every single thing. And I think it's changed at such a fast pace and such a rate that we don't even know what to do or how to deal with it. But as Warren Buffett says, in fact, Warren Buffett's saying has now actually become a little bit obsolete, because he said it takes 20 years to build a reputation and 5 minutes to ruin it. If you think about that, you'll do things differently. It doesn't even take 5 minutes.
Nice.
It takes 140 characters or one picture.
Absolutely. Ben says, can your current employee take action if you post an inappropriate content?
Yes. So when people generally now, well, it depends on what the company is and what the social media policy is, and if you mention the company as well, like if it's at a work event. So most companies now, I'd say pretty much every single major company has got a social media policy, and those policies actually dictate what the employees can write on their personal profile. So if there's something that's racist, if it's hate speech, then the company's actually able, if they're an employee of that company, the company automatically will get backlash from that, from a PR perspective, from a marketing perspective. So they have to be prepared. So when people sign their contracts with their client, with their actual companies, they are signing a social media policy as well, and that dictates that they can't post certain amounts of content. So yes, there can be disciplinary action, and there can be actual action taken where they are fired, and this has happened many, many times.
Yeah, and we're certainly seeing it in the area of hate speech.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's becoming quite common, that somebody posts something, and one of the strategies is to find out who the employer is
straight away
and go through that channel.
Yeah, straight away. When anyone's posted something like, oh, who employs them, they must
be fired. Because no company wants to be associated.
So a lot of people will write on their bio, the views expressed on my page are not the views of my... Does that help?
Not if you've signed a social media policy. My own views that I hate everyone.
It's like saying, don't take this personally, and then insulting the person. It doesn't mean because you've said that you don't take it personally.
Or you can't say, I'm doing this on my own volition, not because there's a law in the country.
Exactly.
You can't ignore one when, like, your own words don't nullify.
We do need to leave it there, but just a final message from Ian. He says, talk about ass kicking. Anyone who thinks that their CV or interview is the only dimension determining their candidacy is living in the 90s. I fully agree with Dina that our personal brand has never been more important. Having said that, the company was wrong to slate the woman on their Instagram page. Appalling. Absolutely.
Shocker.
Appalling.
And they have taken the wrath of the social media world
for that. They should have. A marketing company learnt an expensive marketing lesson. Dina Diamond, thank you as always. We won't see you for the next 2 weeks because
it is Sukkot
and then it is Shemini Atzeret. So maybe we'll try and get you in during the week to see if we can make up the time. But in the meantime, you have a fantastic, fantastic fast.
Thank you. And I hope all your preparation is